is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
That's Donald Trump last night after an 11-point win, which, if there weren't such high expectations driven by the polls, would have seemed like a sound spanking. It seemed like less than that because we were expecting a bigger win. But anyway, 11 points is a lot, and winning the first two states is huge, and whatever. More on that coming up a little bit later. We'll hear a little bit of Nikki Haley's speech and some of the things Trump said and the humiliation of Tim Scott and a variety of things. So stay tuned.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Okay, so I was trying to figure out how to tell the story. We'll get to the Hunter Biden thing in a minute. I'm just going to say this, and I think a lot of you have dealt with this, dealing with human beings. Anytime you're dealing with human beings, it's going to be frustrating.
Homo sapiens.
Part of an organization trying to make a major decision at a meeting, and I'm going to change all the facts, but the principles will remain. It's as if an organization is trying to decide, are we going to market to consumers or to a corporate market?
You're at your Flat Earthers Club meeting, and you have this discussion.
Exactly. There's no way. The curve, it just doesn't make any sense. Anyway, are we going to be a retailer or a wholesaler? That is what we must decide. Now, we're not here to talk about the packaging or the marketing message, because that's not. We're here to talk about, are we going to be a wholesaler or a retailer? Then immediately somebody stands up and says, I don't like the packaging. It's too red. And you think, what? Oh, jeez. Oh, God. This is why dictatorships are effective.
You know,
I'm not calling for one.
My least favorite thing in meetings, because this happens a lot at things I go to, they go through a whole bunch of stuff. Then they open it up to questions, and the person or people who showed up late and missed all the information ask about it, and then they go through all of it again for those of us who were there.
Right, they uncomfortably look around for a second, and then they just redo everything.
Hey, here's what I'm giving every man or woman listening the balls, the courage, the permission. I'm giving you the permission to say, we covered that earlier.
If you'd like to see me after the meeting, I'll bring you up to date.
But say that every time. We covered that earlier at the beginning. Maybe you weren't here. If you'd like to ask me about it afterwards, we can. Any other questions? No. Make all the people who showed up and heard that the first time listen to it a freaking again.
Come on, people. It's called leadership.
As I get older, I might just become the kind of person that everyone hates, and I will yell that out at meetings. We covered that at the beginning. Do we have to cover this again? And I don't care if everybody hates me. I'll just say that, and I'll go home satisfied.
You would be a hero. A hero. So true. So I find this, I wish I could unreel this for you in real time. I became aware of the testimony of Hunter Biden's art dealer in front of the House committee, the Oversight Committee, and the things that he said, which, among other things, make it clear that what we were told at the beginning, that the identity would be carefully hidden and there would be no chance for any untoward, any ethics violation, blah, 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 that was completely fictional. Utterly without truth.
So just big picture, am I supposed to believe that Hunter Biden living his crazy lifestyle of horrors?
Oh, I'm sorry, hang on, I gotta finish. So that was the first thing I became aware of. And then Jack casually mentioned at the end of the last segment, well, the Washington Post is covering it. They had an article about it. To my surprise, I hadn't seen it. So I went and found that article, and it is a tour de force. It is a masterpiece, speaking of art. It is Beethoven's Ninth Symphony of writing a story around the facts.
Awesome.
And the facts that you feel like, oh, my God, I got to mention this, are buried 443 paragraphs deep in the story. It is a masterclass in untruthful journalism.
So I want to hear all this. But so all along, am I supposed to believe that Hunter Biden, who is living a life of whores and gambling and sex and smoking crack and all that sort of stuff, in his spare time was really working on his craft, though? Was practicing his art. When did he learn to paint? When did
or
he fit that
he was just so
life?
Mind-bogglingly talented, he really didn't have to.
I don't think that's true for anybody. Anyway, that's weird that he fit that into his life somewhere.
That is weird. So, all right, where do I start? I guess let's start with the testimony of the art dealer.
And what's the total number? Because I think that gets your attention to realize what we're talking about here. It's like $1.5 million total?
Yeah, I think he made, 10 buyers paid a total of $1.5 million for his work. I like art. I actually have some art. I generally look for really talented local and regional people. I have no interest in spending a zillion dollars and impressing anybody. I just like to support people I think are talented and working hard. Anyway. The idea that these are $150,000 each on average, you're into holy crapville. I know you see the headlines about a Renoir went for $48 million. But, I mean, in the world of, like, real people, $150,000? What?
Yeah.
That's as insane as it sounds to you. But he sold 10 for an average of $150,000 and made just under $1 million from it. And his gallery owner gets 40%, I think. He made $600,000. His testimony, coming up after a brief word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security, might as well cram it in here, with the unrest on our streets, bums and junkies and crime and DAs who don't prosecute, you need to protect your stuff and your family. Use the best home security system, according to U.S. News and World Report, Simply Safe.
What if somebody broke into your house and you've got a Hunter Biden painting, you've got Stripper by Lake at Sunset or some painting like that.
Spent $350,000 on it.
And somebody steals it. Well, you'd know it. You'd find out with the new 24/7 live guard protection for SimpliSafe, where the monitoring agents could say, back away from the Hunter Biden painting. They can actually speak to the thieves while they're in your home. How cool is that?
Notice the brushwork on the crack. How you really see the depth of the rock of crack, how it sprinkles, the light reflects. It's just beautiful.
You can see the glitter in the stripper's hair.
Right. It's beautiful. 24/7 monitoring is highly affordable, costs less than a buck a day, half the price of traditional home security. If you're buying Hunter Biden's garbage, you don't need to worry about that, but the rest of us do. It's super affordable and super effective. Satisfaction guaranteed. Try Simply Safe for 60 days risk-free. If you don't love it, return your system for a full refund. Hey, while you're on the website, check out the cameras, the high-def cameras. They're so good and cool. Keep your home and family safer. Never in the new year. You can save 20% off your new system with Pass Protect plan by visiting simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Customize your system in moments. Simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Hurrah.
So here's the testimony. They ask him, at this point, had there been discussions about keeping the buyers of Hunter Biden's art anonymous? answer. I believe in the first contract he was able to know who the buyers were. Okay. Yeah, I don't know how it was phrased, but I remember that was the difference. Is that normal or what's the, is that a normal kind of contract? Our dealer says, that part was different than normally the gallerist does not let the artist know who the collectors are. So wait a minute, let's stop right there. So not only did what was claimed not happen, that, oh, we're keeping a very strict secrecy, but the opposite happened. In defiance of all norms and tradition, it was demanded of this art dealer, whose name is Berger, I believe, oh, yeah, I got to know who's buying the art. Well, okay, dude, if you want, all right, I'll tell you. Hunter Biden wanted to know who was purchasing his art when he first started with you? Yeah, that was the initial contract, correct. So, and here's where it gets great. So when you're seeing in the press, this is the question, obviously, that the White House is putting in certain safeguards regarding an ethics agreement, but you've had no conversations about it with the White House. I mean, did you ever say to Hunter Biden, hey, where's this coming from? This is in the press saying the White House is involved in this ethics agreement. They're not even involved in the agreement at all. I might have said that. Yeah, I probably did. Do you remember what he said to you? I don't. I do remember being surprised. Why were you surprised? Well, because I hadn't had any communication with the White House about an agreement. And the question. And so I'm trying to understand what you're surprised about. When the White House is putting out this statement that they're working with Hunter Biden and the gallerist regarding an ethics agreement, and you've never had a conversation with the White House or counsels, never had a conversation with the White House, correct? Well, yeah, that surprised me. Well, did you ever see a statement from the White House, or did you just see the press report about what the press was saying the White House said? I just saw the press reports, I think.
Wow,
yeah.
So he's following the news and seeing all this stuff about the White House is working very hard to put up walls between the buyers and Hunter Biden's art to make sure no shenanigans happen or anything like that. And he's thinking, what? Nobody's
what the hell are they talking about? Right, yeah. Question. Well, do you have any reason to believe the press reports are incorrect? Well, they were incorrect. He's like, what? How are they incorrect? There was no agreement. That's how they're incorrect. So back to the question and answer. Based upon my math, just a Kevin Morris. Kevin Morris is the sugar brother. And I've got quotes from him in the WAPO that are hilarious.
With the tight purple suits and the slick back hair, that guy?
Yeah, the party boy, and the heavy-duty Democrat donor. Based on my math, just the Kevin Morris and the Elizabeth Naftali, she's another big Democratic donor who got a plum position in the Biden administration after buying one of Hunter's paintings. Surely just a coincidence. Anyway, so based upon my math, just the Kevin Morris and Elizabeth Naftali purchases totaled 64% of the total money that's been spent on Hunter Biden's art. Correct. Okay. So we can say, and if you add in Bill Jacques, it's approximately 70%. So despite this agreement that's been set up, 70% of the art that's been purchased, Hunter Biden knows the buyer, based on my calculations. So my question to you is, okay, then that's not terribly consequential. Let's skip ahead. So Kevin Morris just paid you the 40% of the $875,000, correct? He gave you a check. Normally, he would pay $875,000 to the gallery, and then you would give 60% to the artist, correct? Have you ever done that before? The arrangement that happened where you got paid directly the 40% from the purchaser, has that ever happened before? What he's explaining or getting at is when you buy a piece of art from a gallery, you pay the gallery, then the gallery pays the artist. But in this case, the purchaser wrote a check to the gallery for their cut and then paid the artist directly, which never happens.
No.
So not only was it strictly anonymous, not that, everybody knew precisely who was buying what and who was exchanging money, and they exchanged it directly in a way that never happens in the art world. Has that ever happened before? Not that I can recall. I'm a collector. I don't want to ruin the relationship with the artist that they have with the gallery. So,
right.
Question, if you don't know the 60% of the 875, Hunter Biden never got paid that, you don't know if he did or didn't. I don't know. You don't know? But in this experience, this is the only time this has happened with you, this kind of payment, yep, that I can recall. oh, we're making, putting up a high ethical wall. And it goes on and goes into this chick, Naftali, who got the plum position in the Biden administration after buying the art. But I think you get the idea. Everybody knew who she was, direct payments, et cetera, et cetera.
Can you imagine if this had been Eric Trump, the artist, and selling it for millions of dollars and no barrier between the Trump family and who was buying it and somebody got a job in the White House and all that sort of stuff? Oh, my God.
And then the one final note is they really drive home that this woman had never been to the gallery, never talked to this guy, never bought any art, nothing, totally unknown. Then as soon as Joe Biden wins the presidency, she shows up with her checkbook and wants to spend six figures on art, this specific art. But there was a high ethical wall built. It's money laundering. Good
wow.
Lord.
That is so amazingly transparent. We got more on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hate a social engineering and leftist corporations that they make you feel like we're kind of living in the Twilight Zone. Well, you're not alone. Now, our friends at Pure Talk, my wireless company, they know the silent majority is fed up, and I'm calling on all of those Americans, stand with a company that champions your values. The average family is saving almost $1,000 a year. Dial #250, say the keyword save now. Do it now. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month from our friends at Pure Talk.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
When it comes to dinner, you're looking for tasty, flavor, ample portions, choices, and great value in a cozy, clean, family-friendly environment. Guests tell us our home-style dinners deliver on all counts. Whether you choose chicken fried steak, house-made meatloaf, roasted turkey, or slow-cooked pot roast, you'll be full and satisfied in the best way possible. So make Black Bear Diner your January comfort dinner destination. Open daily at 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner. Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right at CNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 PM, where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hey, I heard about a man in China who was disqualified from a marathon after he chain-smoked cigarettes the entire race. It was cute. Every few miles, they had tiny water cups for him to ash in.
Why would they disqualify you for smoking? If you want to smoke when you're in the race, what the hell difference does it make?
They're damn communists. Who knows what they do and why they do it?
Next segment, we'll play you some clips from some of the speeches last night. Trump won by 11 points. We heard from Nikki Haley. We heard from Trump on a couple of those things and some of the analysis. A couple of other things first, though. Billy Joel is going to release his first new single in 32 years in a couple of days.
Wow. I hadn't realized it had been that long, number one.
Yeah, he decided in 1990, well, I suppose you could do the math, 1991, 92, something like that, he decided, nobody wants to hear anything from me anymore. I've said everything I got to say. I'm done. He just decided that on his own. Even though he was still very popular and selling gazillions of albums, he just thought, give other people a chance. Well, I don't know what happened, but he's going to release a new song. In sad celebrity news, Dana Carvey's son, I think I mentioned it on the show, died of a drug overdose about a month ago. Mm. And the reason I mention this is because he was struggling with drug addiction like a lot of your celebrities do. In his body, he had fentanyl, ketamine, and cocaine. There's that ketamine again that got Matthew Perry. It must be a hot thing among your Hollywood crowd.
Yeah.
I didn't really know anything about the whole ketamine thing. Till the Matthew Perry story came out. Don't do ketamine, kids.
I wonder if he knew what he was doing. I wonder if he knew what drugs he was taking in, because half the time he don't, or 80% of the time, I don't know.
Yeah, good question. Plans for the tallest building in the United States are underway, and guess where it's being built? You would guess New York? L.A.? Chicago? Nope, Oklahoma City is going to build the tallest building in America. It's going to be 1,907 feet high, and they're starting work on it.
Right there in Tornado Alley. Great plan.
And a quick sports note that doesn't matter to you unless you follow the NBA, but this is a shocker. The Milwaukee Bucks fired their coach. Why would anybody care? They had the second best record in the league halfway through the season, and they fired their coach. I don't remember that ever happening in any sport. The speculation, though, is that their big star, the Greek Freak, who just signed a $185 million extension.
Duh.
Had lost confidence in the coach. And if you're the guy you just paid that much that I'd like to play for somebody different, I think you get somebody different, even if you have the second best record in the league, I guess.
I don't like your X's and O's. Get me someone else.
I know you have an update on the Chiefsicles, the frozen Kansas City Chiefs fans.
Yeah, you thought you went to a good playoff party. These guys froze to death in the backyard and or porch of their buddy's house. And nobody found him for a couple of days. Yeah, well, we posited a theory yesterday, and it's starting to look pretty accurate, but stay with us for that. An update.
Awesome. What a weird story that is. Then we got two football games on Sunday, right? The championship games? Are they both Sunday?
Yes, sir. Your conference championships. Yes!
That's a fun day of football right there.
Oh, yes. Fantastic.
I got friends that are going to the NFC championship game, and I feel a little bit of a tug to do it again, but I just can't do it. The money, the time, I just can't do it.
Listen to that tug.
I've listened to the tug and go, huh, Micah? I think I'd water down the experience for the kids. That's it. I want them to have the loving memory of the last Saturday when we went.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. Your team loses in a blowout. Not so much fun.
Yeah. What did Trump say? What did Nikki Haley say? We'll play you some of the speeches.
Armstrong and Getty.
Gold just hit a new all-time high. And it could go much higher as people realize just how delicate our economy is. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and I've spoken to many Americans who are deeply concerned about losing everything and not being able to do anything about it. This is why I'm thankful for physical gold IRAs from Birch Gold Group. Because unlike digital and paper assets, gold is a true safe haven that all Americans should consider for their financial security. To find out more, text the word HEDGE to 989898. Birch Gold Group will send you a free info kit on gold IRAs. This is your chance to secure your IRA or 401k against the unpredictable nature of our economy. Text HEDGE to the number 989898 now to request your free info kit on gold IRAs.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mash when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you
see the bill we all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Over. There are dozens of states left to go.
Nikki Haley gave a great speech last night. She's really good at that. I think she's a very good politician. She was pretty good in an 11-point blowout and seemed like Ron DeSantis. Of course, Ron DeSantis got up there the night of Iowa and said, "I just got my ticket punched. We're going on." And like 2 days later, he got out of the race, so. You never exactly know what's going on. But Nikki Haley got up there and gave a positive speech and says, we're fighting on and we got dozens of states left to go. And I'm not exactly sure what her strategy is. Particularly wonder how she's going to handle the loss in South Carolina 30 days from now. I don't know what you say in that speech. That one's going to have to be carefully crafted.
I have three theories as to what she's doing. The first one is idiotic. The second one is so unlikely as to be not worth boring you with. And the third one is she's getting out in the next 2 days.
Yeah. Because like
the only problem with the only theory that holds a little water is the proverbial legendary waiting for Trump to stumble or get convicted or have a heart attack or whatever strategy. The downside of that is you have to endure humiliation after humiliation while you're waiting for that to happen.
I can't imagine losing by 30 in your own state.
And then bravely announcing we're on to Super Tuesday. Can you imagine?
Well, even without that, and then living there with your children for the rest of your life in the state where lost by 30 points.
No, you got to leave. Change your name. Something. I don't know.
Dye your hair. Move to Mexico. Change your name. Yeah, exactly.
Grow a mustache.
Seriously, I just think that would be a really weird dynamic for your friends, your neighbors at the school. I'm Mrs. Haley. How are things going?
Hey, nice job. They're running.
Sorry about your national humiliation. Anyway, she says she's in. The Real Clear Politics average of the polls had her losing by about 20, and she ended up losing by 11 because there was an extraordinary turnout among the not actually Republican crowd there in New Hampshire that had switched over to vote in this thing. And like I said earlier, expectations are a weird thing. So if you're expecting her to lose by 30 and she only wins by 11, it almost seems like something good happened, but it didn't really.
Well, especially given the circumstances, New Hampshire is a state where independents and Democrats can vote in the opposite primary if they want to.
I mean, good for her. So you got that. And then Trump came out and talked about Nikki Haley afterwards. Let's hear a little bit about that.
Did you ever think that she actually appointed you, Tim? And think of it, appointed, and you're the senator of his state, and she endorsed me. You must really hate her. No, it's a shame. It's a shame. Uh-oh.
I just love you.
No, that's good. That's why he's a great politician. That's why he's a great politician.
So that was Trump on stage with his victory speech. I've won New Hampshire 3 times. Nobody has ever done that. And we won Iowa and New Hampshire. And he referenced the fact that Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina was standing right behind him. And said, "You must really hate her to be endorsing me."
He launched into that, "What the hell is he talking about?" section. Then she endorsed me. You must really... Wait, Nikki Haley has absolutely not endorsed you. What are you talking about? You endorsed me. And she must really hate... That was completely confusing. I have no idea what he's talking about.
Right. And then Tim Scott, to get up to the microphone, "I just love you."
I get that. That was actually a pretty good spin. "You must really hate her." And he's like thinking, "I don't want to be on the record of saying I freaking hate Nikki Haley because she's got a future probably."
Right, right. And he's a nice guy. And he probably really likes her, would be my guess.
Right. Yeah.
A little more Trump.
But if you took the 10 worst presidents and put them together, the 10 worst, absolutely 10 worst. I used to say five. Remember, I started, I'd say five. Then I said, wait a minute, we can add another five. They would not have done the damage that crooked Joe Biden has done to our wonderful country. There's never been anything like it. And you say, are they stupid people? I don't think so, because nobody can cheat that well if they're stupid. Do they hate our country? They must hate our country.
You look at the border.
What are you going to do? What's your argument against what Trump just said?
No, they love our country. They just want millions of people to come into it.
We'll teach Donald Trump a valuable lesson. Don't mess with the middle of America unless you want to get the benefit.
Well, counterpoint there.
Can we hear that again?
What
did the old man say?
We'll teach Donald Trump a valuable lesson. Don't mess with the middle of America unless you want to get the benefit.
So somebody said, somebody texted, he said, don't mess with the men of America unless you want to get the benefit. But even if he was trying to say that, what does that
don't
mean?
Don't mess the men of America.
Don't mess with the men of America unless you want to get the benefit.
I think he was actually saying the women of America, if you want to get the benefit.
You mean
what?
The booty? What are you talking about? What's the benefit?
I don't think it was about booty. One more time, Michael.
Don't mess with the men of America unless you want to get the benefit.
No, that second part is just indecipherable.
Okay, let's hear the whole thing again, because then yeah.
We'll teach Donald Trump a valuable lesson. Don't mess with the men of America unless you want to get the benefit.
Friends with benefits?
Unless you want friends with benefits. That's what he was saying.
Don't mess with the men of America unless you want to get the benefit.
Yeah, I do want to get the benefit. I would love to, and perhaps we can do this at some point in our free time. I say to the crew, let's come up with a clip from, well, I don't know, because his coherence varies so much depending on the time of day and his medication and the rest of it. But what I'm driving toward is he has declined so drastically in the last year, never mind 2 years. Again, the idea that in 6 months he'll just be peachy is idiotic. I mean, it's impossible.
Yeah, but then there's the, as we played the clip yesterday, Trump is having his confusions where he talked about Nikki Haley was responsible for the Capitol on January 6th, and he met Nancy Pelosi, that whole thing from Friday. And then I actually heard the audio on this one the other day. I should have grabbed it where he said, we are an institute and a powerful death penalty, Trump said, like kind of in the middle of a speech about something. Like, what are you talking about?
We are an institute and a powerful death penalty?
In,
is that what you
in a powerful death. We are an institute and a powerful death penalty. Everybody just kind of looked at him.
She endorsed me. You must really hate her. Nikki Haley did not endorse you. What are you talking about? Yeah, I am concerned because for all of my objections to Trump, I look at the absolute horror, the crime, and crime's not a strong enough word, the treason that is taking place on the border. I believe it to be treasonous. I don't think that is an overstatement. Maybe it's a stretch of the legal concept, but it is maladministration to the point of, you know, negligent homicide of the country. I see that, and I hear, yeah, Trump says he's going to close the border, and I believe him. Okay. So he's a jackass. So he's rude. Childish sometimes. He's going to close the border. I guess childish. Childish is my choice.
And that has been the number one issue for voters in both of the first two states.
As it should be. And you know what? I'm almost encouraged that Americans are seeing past the desperate spin of and delay of the weak, weak, dishonest media. And they're perceiving the truth. Good for y'all. I'm glad.
So we've got a couple of people texting this as to Trump. He doesn't stumble. He just uses the wrong words or pronouns, or he's talking about her when he means him or whatever. Yeah. And a couple of people say, I wonder if flying to all these events and the court dates and all the pressure is actually getting to him. I can't imagine doing that. And I'm 25 years younger, says this texter. It's possible. He's under an insane. insane amount of pressure. Maybe the biggest pressure for a guy like him being the, he's going to appeal it, but at least right now he got hit with, what, a $300 million judgment?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a lot. I don't care who the hell you are. And maybe the yeah. inability to do business going forward in New York.
Nobody gets sharper the more tired they are. So, yeah, he's got to be fatigued.
I can't even imagine that schedule of going to these different campaign events, doing all the interviews, giving the speeches, the rallies, shaking hands, going into the restaurant, flying to a courthouse, sitting there, the stress of that, and what might... I can't even imagine that.
Well, and I'm less worried about Trump's mental acuity, I guess, because he's so much sharper than Biden, and that his Veep will, by definition, be smarter than Kamala Harris, because there's hardly anybody dumber. I mean, I think of the various people that have been rumored to be, a potential vice president, and some of them I consider scoundrels or phonies or whatever, but they're not, like, patently stupid. So if Trump fades and has to go, 25th Amendment or whatever, at least there will be somebody who's not a dope.
So before we take a break, Nikki Haley last night and in recent speeches, she has sharpened her attacks against Donald Trump, talking about his legal problems and maybe his mental slide, as we've just been discussing. Do you think she goes further down that road? Of
yes.
Like really like Chris Christie style getting into, Trump's shorts.
Yeah, I think it's possible that the traditional powers that be, the money people and, the powers that be in the Republican Party, who are highly uncomfortable with the Trump party, I believe it's possible they have somehow incentivized her to hang in there and beat the crap out of him because they want this era to be over as quickly as possible.
They want him to lose? You think the Republican powerful want Trump to lose?
Yeah, 100%.
Wow.
Yeah, they'll wait 4 years. I mean, Biden would be a humiliation for the Democratic Party. If Biden-Harris got into office again, that would be one of the great disasters to ever befall the Democratic Party. And these guys can wait 4 years.
Yeah, unfortunately, maybe it'd ever befall the country if you care about that and not just politics.
They don't.
They don't, you say.
No, yeah. I'm being serious. They don't.
If Nikki Haley sharpens her attacks on Trump, she goes from losing by 30 in her home state to 50.
Right, but again, she's in it for different reasons than we normally assume. I don't know what it is. I know some of my more conspiratorial oriented friends would say, they've already promised her board seats on Raytheon and Lockheed Martin and whatever. And they've vowed to make her very, very wealthy if she hangs in there and beats the crap out of Trump for them. I don't think that's completely, that's not impossible. Wow. In fact, the more I think about it, the more likely it seems to me.
Unless I actually was going to move, I still wouldn't, for the money, if that's what was happening, take a humiliation in my home state among all my friends and family. Like she's
how much money are we talking about?
Unless you actually are going to, dye your hair blonde, change your name, move to Los Angeles.
You're going to completely humiliate me. And I come away from it with $10 million, $15 million.
Humiliate away.
Let's get the humiliating starting.
What are you waiting for? Start the humiliation.
What are we going to do here? Strip me naked? Hit me with pies? What? Verbal derision? Whatever. Bring it on. Let's go.
Hit me with pies.
Whatever you want. Let's get started.
If you have any theories, text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy three times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies, too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-202-9155 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free, and the help is real. Call 800-202-9155. That's 800-202-9155. Again, 800-202-9155.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Join Token's Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We can play some examples of Nikki Haley sharpening her attacks, maybe in hour three, if you want.
Long, bitter, and ugly. That's the race from this moment on. Stay with us for live TV coverage. It's not exactly Sherlock Holmes, Arthur Conan Doyle, in the case of the Frozen Chiefs fans, but it is getting a fair amount of attention. These three guys go to their buddy's house to watch the Chiefs-Rams game on January the 9th, And 2 days later, their friends, family members, they haven't seen them. They can't find them. And they're calling the guy whose house they were at over and over again. He doesn't pick up. Some of them go to his house, bang on the door, yelling for him. Finally, this one gal busts a window and gets inside and is yelling for the homeowner. Where are our friends? But she found the bodies frozen of the three guys, one on the back patio, two of them frozen to death in the backyard. 10 minutes later, the cops show up and homeowner comes out nonchalant in his boxers with an empty wine glass in hand, according to the gal who found the bodies.
I'm picturing Lebowski.
Yeah, you know what? Not bad. So we were speculating yesterday, and the cops are saying this is absolutely 100% not being investigated as a homicide. Foul play is not suspected. Our guess was these guys were doing drugs.
Yeah.
And the three guys OD'd or passed out or whatever. Why they were out back on such a cold night, nobody's sure.
Went out to smoke, maybe.
Oh, yeah, it could be. Actually, that's one of the possibilities the homeowner's lawyer has brought up. But
theory, that's a common thing in the cold weather places. You're outside smoking, huddled around, freezing to death. But you got to smoking's so important, you got to do it.
Right. Well, and if you're doing like serious hard drugs, and three of your friends are dead, maybe you don't say that right away. You hire a lawyer, and your lawyer says, "Yeah, we'll keep that to ourselves for now." Anyway, to that point. Three visitors, I'm sorry, after the fiance of one of the victims broke into his home and found the bodies, speaking of the homeowner, quote, he was asleep. That's his lawyer. The homeowner's lawyer says he was asleep. He was asleep on the couch. The last memory he has of them is leaving out the front door. He doesn't know what happened with them until, you know, when the police came Tuesday night to his house. He was sleeping for two solid days.
Which I've never partied like that, but that some people party like that, right? Where you just have to sleep for a couple of days to catch up.
Yeah, if you're tweaking like for a week or something like that, or you're unconscious for a couple of days.
Yeah, I thought like some of your meth people, they like are up for several days and you sleep for several days.
Right. Yeah. So I understand.
I don't know. Somebody get Hunter Biden on the phone. Maybe we could ask him what it's like.
Yeah. This guy, according to the lawyer anyway, he works at some scientific outfit that works on HIV vaccines or something like that. He's a scientist. It's clearly a drug overdose thing. Can you imagine? Oy.
Well, it's probably painless.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Fell asleep and froze to death.
Yeah. Well, there are worse ways to go, but, you know, I'm in my 30s. I'd prefer not to die after watching a football game at all.
Eaten by hogs? That'd be worse.
Agreed. Please.
We've done the wood chipper story many times. That's worse.
Sure. Oh, but brief.
Oh, God, not, no. I'm not brief enough.
You are to blame. You brought it up. Speaking of football, the Bills kicker missed a critical kick.
And wide right.
Been getting death threats online, of course. But his supporters have responded by donating to a local cat shelter that he has supported. So,
man, if you ever call in death threats to a kicker for your favorite team because they missed, what the hell is wrong with you?
Armstrong and Getty.
Every time I switch on the news or read the paper, I feel a sense of panic. You know the feeling? Fear and uncertainty are gripping the world. Huge economic storms loom, and if you're anything like me, your options are running out fast. One thing I did do a while ago, which I'm really pleased with, was opening a gold IRA account with Noble Gold Investments. I had some old 401ks I rolled over, so it didn't cost me a bean. And since doing it, gold has reached an all-time high. Noble Gold Investments were brilliant. Their experts ran through my options and walked me through the whole thing. Gold cold has seen off wars and disasters for thousands of years, so I feel pretty confident that I'll be okay now. Start your journey to financial security with Noble Gold Investments IRA Services, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.